Hi, this is Kevin.
And Ray.
And this is Scenic City Solar Radio. Once again, coming to you with another great show this morning. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. We're going to be talking about the retro stuff. And we've mentioned a little bit in the past about retro and refitting a existing home, but we're also going to incorporate it now with some more about new homes and building a home. So let's first talk about the retro stuff.
So I guess a little before retro too would be if you buy a home and let's just say it's got a solar array. Okay. We get these phone calls once, twice, sometimes three times a month. Hey, I'm buying a home. It has some solar on the roof. Would like somebody to come by and just make sure it's legit. It works. Yada, yada. We'll come out there, look at it. Let you know if there's any repairs needed to be done, if it's even working, what it's doing. Those right there are going to be coming more and more often. We used to never get a phone call about it. Now we're, again, getting like three a month and growing where people are buying homes. Or, I mean, gosh, we literally installed a system in July. The customer sold their house last month. Buying a new house, want solar there. The new homeowners called us out of the blue asking us to look at the system at this address. When I pulled it up in our system, I saw that it was just installed a few months ago. So I instantly called the customers like, what's going on? They told me, oh, we sold the house. I was like, that was quick. But it was easy to go up there, meet that new homeowner and walk them through their system, give them access to the monitoring and say, hey, you've got a great system that was installed this year. Those are the gems. Sometimes they're not that easy. If it was installed pre-2016, before we got into business here in Chattanooga, you probably have issues with your system. And we've probably come out to your system in the past. There are a lot out there, and we've helped a lot of them get back online, increasing their solar potential, sometimes swapping out inverters, panels, different stuff. So this way, it's not a scare. You shouldn't have too many issues with your system, as long as it's installed correctly with a good warrantied system. And then going into the retrofit is a home that you have already that you want to put solar on. Then, you know, there's a lot of ins and outs with that. Since it's not a new home, we want to make sure the conduit looks good. We want to make sure that your roof has the integrity for it. There's a lot that goes in with that. So it almost always requires a site visit. Then there's the systems, you know, that we just talked about where you already had one on your home or business, but that may have been tied into a grid buyback plan. There are a lot of these that happened in between, I think it was 2008 and 2018, a good 10-year period where they put people into anywhere from 10, 15, or 20-year plans. So a lot of these people are coming off now. Okay, how these systems worked, it was solar go into your inverter and then go into a meter straight up the pole to the transformer. You didn't even get any of the power. But what they did is they gave you a credit on your bill. That system is now not offered. Okay, you have to use your power to get any type of savings on it, dollar for dollar savings, which is great. You use it at home. So when we have a customer, like the theater downtown here in Chattanooga, the theater has a solar system up on the roof that goes to one of these meters, generation meter. They are making some changes there, and we found out, hey, they've only got 6 months left on their plan. We better make a move now and plan for it. So we have to take it out of that generation meter and find a way to land it on their power source.
Yeah, that's really cool. And unfortunately, you know, that power programs have ended, but it's nice that you can use your own. This way you see your savings. And then one of the other things we want to talk about when it comes to retrofitting is if you've got an older system in that 15, 20 year range, we want to see what those panels were making. Because back then, the panels weren't as efficient as they are today. Some of the latest panels that we have are 500 and 600 watts per panel. And 15 years ago, they may have been 100 or 200 watts per panel.
Or less. Give you guys all a good example. The solar panel array, the parking at the AT&T field, I think it's the AT&T field, down by the Chattanooga market. Those are 50-watt panels. I've been in business for a while. I've seen a lot of solar panels. I've never seen 3,000 50-watt solar panels in a parking area. That should be a megawatt system, but it's only like 150 kilowatt system.
Right. So if we were to retrofit that with some of the new panels, and we'll go with an easy 600 number versus 50. Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. So that is actually something up right now here in Chattanooga that was up recently for bids and other companies to come in and actually give their price and their quote for removing all those panels, replacing with newer, larger panels, which means that all the inverters would have to be swapped out. The only thing that really can stay there is the structure. So we have our feather in that hat. So you'll be seeing us out there one way or the other, taking down all those panels. And it's about the same square footage of a full megawatt. So they don't want a full megawatt. They want about a half a megawatt. So instead of the 500-600 watt panels, we're going to still be using only about 300-watt panels, which are old panels to retrofit for a new system. So that's where the little ins and outs of a retrofit are not always very cut and dry. That is a system that was built umpteen years ago and has worked on a buyback program that is totally gone now. So that power has to be distributed somewhere.
Yeah, and everything has to change. You know, that's the cool thing with progress. And for more information, give us a call at Scenic City Solar, 423-600-9500. Catch us online at sceniccitysolar.com. There's all kinds of ways to get in touch with us. You can email us, call us, text us, and we got those answers for you. So again, you know, when we're talking about instead of a big project, let's say some new folks are coming into town, which happens all the time. Welcome to Chattanooga. When they come in, they buy a new home. They check out their solar system and it's working. But let's say the panels are those 100s and they want to do that retrofit and upgrade to new, more efficient panels so they can make more energy.
So the first thing that we would look at is the inverter. How much power can that inverter take? So usually systems are built based off the inverter. So if the inverter is a 5 kilowatt inverter, then they will install close to 5 kilowatt of solar. Regardless of what size of panel. So let's say you want to keep your inverter and you've got 50 100 watt panels up on that roof. You can literally condense that to 500 to 10 500 watt panels.
That's incredible.
On that same 5 kilowatt inverter. So you could save room, or you could take the opportunity to use all the same infrastructure that's there, get rid of those panels, upgrade your inverter, and get a 30 kilowatt system in the same square footage.
And one of the real cool things is the panel size itself doesn't change, just how efficient the panels are on the inside workings. So the racking and mounting systems that they have on site, on the home, however it's mounted, doesn't have to be removed and replaced, simply the panels.
Yeah. In most cases, sometimes the panels are an inch wider, 2 inches longer. That would just take shimmying the racking and mounting, but usually 9 out of 10 times you can remove whatever you had, put new on. Even you know, cleanings. We're at the point in business now that we don't have a lot of time to do, you know, a system cleaning or an update, a firmware update. It's pretty costly to do a truck roll for, hey, my system looks like it's out, and go out there and push a button. I feel guilty charging our service roll for that, but it's a lot of them are pretty easy fixes if there's anything wrong. We're not seeing too many people pass on upgrading. So if they buy a home and they have a working system, but it's a little old, usually people are taking that time to invest in their infrastructure, increase the integrity of it, which goes into, you know, building a new home. There's and we are involved in a lot of new home builds, whether it's just consulting, whether they get solar or not, just to be more efficient, or if they want consulting with the plan of adding solar later.
This is really cool because, you know, there's a lot of folks that are building those new homes, and the new homes tend to be bigger, a lot more footage. But one of the things that we've seen quite recently is a roof that's not square, and it's multifaceted, chopped up, really hard to have a lot of space. So we're also talking to folks about, what's the option of doing a pergola outside or a garage with a south-facing roof? And in the design process, we can actually talk to that customer, that builder, and say, hey, look, here's what we're going to need. Here's a square footage size that is what you need to run your home with solar. and plan that out a little bit earlier in the process before the building actually starts. And sometimes that does require moving a garage, a little bit of a driveway action, just rearranging a few things. And we've got several projects like that now that are in the works. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you if you'd had any update on yours. We had a barn dominium that was, you know, going to be built in a north-south position, so the solar could only be on either the east side or the west side, which, depending on your main goal, may be able to work. But if you're in the building stages of your home and you have a choice, have a south-facing roof. So one of their big things was, you know, they want to have a super efficient home. They want to be able to offset their power, blase. But then they're building their home without a south-facing roof, without south-facing windows for heat collection. There's a lot of reasons to have heat gather, you know, or sun gather from the south. And they were, I think we still haven't heard back about anything like that. But that is a critical thing in the beginning. Before you finish your plans, finish grading or getting any kind of final site work, if you want solar, you want battery, you want the high efficiency system, you know, with the well pump, and you want to have any type of off-grid setting at all, get with a solar guru like myself or Scenic City Solar and get the answers. You know, there's so many more efficiency, high efficiency products on the market today, from the windows, window film, your roofing, your insulation. You know, sit panels are a pretty cool thing that are being common now. LED lights, different ovens, different hot water heaters. You know, they have heat pumps now with their own inverters in them, mini splits that are operating on 5 to 8 amps. There are so many things you can do to make a high efficiency home from the beginning, regardless if you're going to go with solar or not, but to make that home more efficient to where you can introduce solar, cut costs on solar, which is a very expensive item when compared to the cost difference of your windows. So you can do things in the front end to where you're going to need less solar, less battery, less generator at the end of the day. And that's usually the only way to find that out is talking with somebody that has the experience to know what type of loads and load reductions energy efficiency items give you.
Yes, and that's also something really cool with that 30% tax credit. Anything that is ENERGY STAR rated will get you that 30% tax credit. So if you go back and redo your windows, doors, refrigerators, freezers, washer, dryer, all those big energy use items in the home, and pre-plan it, especially on a new one, look at that direction and the light coming into the home, skylights, all of those things are where you can save and be more efficient up front. If you've got a house that you're planning on building, make sure we can talk to you about where your roof goes, how it's going to be aligned. We want it to be in that southerly direction. And the barn dominium we were talking about is not, unfortunately. So we're looking at options of maybe they do a pergola, maybe they do a garage. And there's so many different options out there. You need to give us a call at 423-600-9500. Catch us online at scenicsolar.com. So when we're talking about getting in up front and making some of these changes, tell us more about the cost of making the change now versus building and making a change as soon as you're done building.
Yeah, so that's almost a hard number to put on, but peace of mind is invaluable, okay? So knowing that your conduit is already behind the wall and doesn't have to be tacked to the side of your outside, okay, having the solar panels be able to be mounted to your roof with zero penetrations and the wire get into your house hidden underneath the panels, that takes pre-planning, okay? Or we have to attach it to the roof, have shiny metallic conduit on the side of your house. You know, we can paint that. We do that all the time. But if you have the option to do that, that'll save time, money, effort on everybody. Having your main panel be built to accept solar from the beginning will save you money, because then we don't have to search for a pathway there, breakers. We can have our hand in how it's even built up. So you can save a lot of money by pre-planning. Hard to put a number on it, but it's definitely cleaner and cheaper.
Absolutely. Once again, this is Gavin.
And Ray.
And this has been Scenic City Solar Radio.
Have a great day, y'all.